Roger in Alaska is dealing with a house that is showing some cracks. Tell us about the problem.
Well, I was born and raised and lived all my life in Louisiana and just recently moved up to Anchorage, and we bought a little house up here. By far, the youngest house I've ever owned. It's only 9 years old.
Slightly different climate up there in Alaska, huh?
Oh, yeah. I have never lived north of I-10, and today there's snow on the mountains out there. I can see it'll be snowing in the next month or so.
How nice.
But also, I experienced my first earthquake about 4 weeks ago.
Interesting.
And tell you what, that's an eye-opener. And I open my eyes, and I look, and I see all the cracks in the sheetrock in the house. Now, there aren't that many. But maybe I just didn't look for them before the quake.
Yeah, they may have been there all that time.
After the quake, it was just a little knock. I mean, it wasn't much, but it was, you knew what it was.
Right.
And I started looking around. I just want to make sure that, I can understand probably get around with, like, the mud filler or spackle or whatever and fix the cracks up and just watch them. But I want to make sure that there isn't something more I should be doing or something to watch for, like what's settling versus maybe what could be damaged from a earthquake or something like that.
Well, if you've had a significant earthquake, you really need a professional inspection, and the way to do that is to go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors at ashi.org and find a local professional home inspector to do a structural inspection for you and determine whether or not there's any damage that's, you know, below the surface. Fixing those cracks is a pretty straightforward project. You don't just want to spackle them over, though, Roger. You want to put some drywall tape over the crack first. If you just spackle the crack, it will simply open up again. I would recommend the perforated fiberglass tape because it's easy to work with. You have to cut it with the scissors, but then it's self-stick. And because it's perforated, you just sort of press the spackle right through it, two or three coats, and you're good to go. Keep in mind also that if it's a newer home, it's probably been built to withstand earthquakes. Most homes in earthquake areas do have building codes that allow that. And if it's not, and the inspector will be able to tell you this, it can be retrofitted. There's programs all over the country, a lot, of course, in California, where contractors come in and simply retrofit homes to make them more earthquake resistant.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I caught y'all's show up here for the first time on KENI Radio, and I love it. Tune in every chance I get.
Great. We will help make the transition to the colder climate as easy as possible on you, Roger.
I may have some other questions about frost in the yard and everything once we get a little closer to winter.
All right. Thanks so much, Roger, for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Call back anytime.